The Gospel according to Luke.
On a Sabbath day, Jesus went to the home of a leading Pharisee to eat with him. The people there were all watching Jesus very closely. A man with dropsy was brought before Jesus. Jesus said to the Pharisees and teachers of the law,
"Is it right or wrong to heal on the Sabbath day?"
But they would not answer his question. So Jesus took the man, healed him, and sent him away. Jesus said to the Pharisees and teachers of the law,
"If your son or ox falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not pull him out quickly?"
And they could not answer him. Then Jesus noticed that some of the guests were choosing the best places to sit. So Jesus told this story.
"When someone invites you to a wedding feast, don't take the most important seat. The host may have invited someone more important than you. And if you are sitting in the most important seat, the host will come to you and say, 'Give this man your seat.' Then you will begin to move down to the last place, and you will be very embarrassed. So when you are invited, go sit in a seat that is not important. Then the host will come to you and say, 'Friend, move up here to a more important place.' Then all the other guests will respect you. Everyone who makes himself great will be made humble, but the person who makes himself humble will be made great."
Then Jesus said to the man who had invited him,
"When you give a lunch or a dinner, don't invite only your friends, brothers, relatives, and rich neighbors. At another time, they will invite you to eat with them. Then you will have your reward. Instead, when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Then you will be blessed, because they cannot pay you back. They have nothing. But you will be rewarded when the good people rise from death."
One of the men sitting at the table with Jesus heard these things. The man said to Jesus,
"The people who will eat a meal in God's kingdom are blessed."
A man gave a big banquet and invited many people. When it was time to eat, the man sent his servant to tell the guest, "Come, everything is ready." But all the guests said they could not come. Each man made an excuse. The first one said, "I have just bought a field, and I must go look at it. Please excuse me." Another man said, "I have bought 5 pairs of oxen. I must go and try them. Please excuse me." A third man said, "I just got married. I can't come." So the servant returned. He told his master what had happened. Then the master became angry and said, "Go at once into the streets and alleys of the town. Bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame." Later the servant said to him, "Master, I did what you told me to do, but we still have places for more people." The master said to the servant, "Go out to the roads and country lanes. Tell the people there to come. I want my house to be full. None of those men that I invited first will ever eat with me."
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus. He turned and said to them,
"If anyone comes to me but loves his father, mother, wife, children, brothers, or sisters more than he loves me, then he cannot be my follower. A person must love me more than he loves himself. If anyone is not willing to die on a cross when he follows me, then he cannot be my follower. If you wanted to build a tower, you would first sit down and decide how much it would cost. You must see if you have enough money to finish the job. If you don't do that, you might begin the work, but you would not be able to finish. And if you could not finish it, then all who would see it would laugh at you. They would say, "This man began to build but was not able to finish." If a king is going to fight against another king, first he will sit down and plan. If the king has only 10,000 men, he will plan to see if he is able to defeat the other king who has 20,000 men. If he cannot defeat the other king, then he will send some men to speak to the other king and ask for peace. In the same way, you must give up everything you have to follow me. If you don't, you cannot be my follower. Salt is a good thing. But if the salt loses its salty taste, then it is worth nothing. You cannot make it salty again. It is no good for the soil or for manure. People throw it away. Let those with ears use them and listen.
Many tax collectors and sinners came to listen to Jesus. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to complain.
"Look, this man welcomes sinners and even eats with them."
Then Jesus told them this story.
Suppose one of you has 100 sheep, but he loses one of them. Then he will leave the other 99 sheep alone and go out and look for the lost sheep. The man will keep on searching for the lost sheep until he finds it. And when he finds it, the man is very happy. He puts it on his shoulders and goes home. He calls to his friends and neighbors and says, "Be happy with me, because I found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there is much joy in heaven when one sinner changes his heart. There is more joy for that one sinner than there is for 99 good people who don't need to change. Suppose a woman has 10 silver coins, but she loses one of them. She will light a lamp and clean the house. She will look carefully for the coin until she finds it. And when she finds it, she will call her friends and neighbors and say, "Be happy with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In the same way, there is joy before the angels of God when one sinner changes his heart. A man had two sons. The younger son said to his father, "Give me my share of the property." So the father divided the property between his two sons. Then the younger son gathered up all that was his and left. He traveled far away to another country. There he wasted his money in foolish living. He spent everything that he had. Soon after that, the land became very dry, and there was no rain. There was not enough food to eat anywhere in the country. The son was hungry and needed money. So he got a job with one of the citizens there. The man sent the son into the fields to feed pigs. The son was so hungry that he was willing to eat the food the pigs were eating. But no one gave him anything. The son realized that he had been very foolish. He thought, "All of my father's servants have plenty of food, but I am here, almost dying with hunger. I will leave and return to my father. I'll say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am not good enough to be called your son, but let me be like one of your servants.'" So the son left and went to his father. While the son was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. He felt sorry for his son. So the father ran to him and hugged and kissed him. The son said, "Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am not good enough to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Hurry, bring the best clothes and put them on him. Also, put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get our fat calf and kill it. Then we can have a feast and celebrate. My son was dead, but now he is alive again. He was lost, but now he is found. So they began to celebrate. The older son was in the field. As he came closer to the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. So he called to one of the servants and asked, "What does all this mean?" The servant said, "Your brother has come back. Your father killed the fat calf to eat because your brother came home safely." The older son was angry and would not go into the feast. So his father went out and begged him to come in. The son said to his father, "I have served you like a slave for many years. I have always obeyed your commands. But you never even killed a young goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But your other son has wasted all your money on prostitutes. Then he comes home, and you kill the fat calf for him." The father said to him, "Son, you are always with me. All that I have is yours. We had to celebrate and be happy because your brother was dead. But now he is alive. He was lost, but now he is found."
Jesus also said to his followers,
"Once there was a rich man. He had a manager to take care of his business. Later, the rich man learned that his manager was cheating him. So he called the manager in and said to him, 'I have heard bad things about you. Give me a report of what you have done with my money. You can't be my manager any longer.' Later, the manager thought to himself, 'What will I do? My master is taking my job away from me. I am not strong enough to dig ditches. I am too proud to beg. I know. I'll do something so that when I lose my job, people will welcome me into their homes.' So the manager called in everyone who owed the master any money. He said to the first man, 'How much do you owe my master?' The man answered, 'I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil.' The manager said to him, 'Here is your bill. Sit down quickly and make the bill less. Write 400 gallons. Then the manager said to another man, 'How much do you owe my master?' The man answered, 'I owe him 1,000 bushels of wheat.' Then the manager said to him, 'Here is your bill. You can make it less. Write 800 bushels.' Later, the master praised the dishonest manager for being smart. Yes, worldly people are smarter with their own kind than spiritual people are. I tell you, make friends for yourselves using worldly riches. Then, when those things are gone, you will be welcomed in that home that continues forever. Whoever can be trusted with small things can also be trusted with large things. Whoever is dishonest in little things will be dishonest in large things too. If you cannot be trusted with worldly riches, then you will not be trusted with the true riches. And if you cannot be trusted with the things that belong to someone else, then you will not be given things of your own. No servant can serve two masters. He will hate one master and love the other. Or he will follow one master and refuse to follow the other. You cannot serve both God and money."
The Pharisees were listening to all these things. They made fun of Jesus because they all loved money. Jesus said to them,
"You make yourselves look good in front of people, but God knows what is really in your hearts. The things that are important to people are worth nothing to God. God wanted the people to live by the law of Moses in the writings of the prophets. But ever since John came, the good news about the kingdom of God is being told. Now everyone is trying hard to get into the kingdom. Even the smallest part of a letter in the law cannot be changed. It would be easier for heaven and earth to pass away. If a man divorces his wife and marries another woman, he is guilty of adultery. And the man who marries a divorced woman is also guilty of adultery. There was a rich man who always dressed in the finest clothes. He lived in luxury every day. There was also a very poor man named Lazarus, whose body was covered with sores. Lazarus was often placed at the rich man's gate. He wanted to eat only the small pieces of food that fell from the rich man's table. And the dogs would come and lick his sores. Later, Lazarus died. The angels took Lazarus and placed him in the arms of Abraham. The rich man died too and was buried. But he was sent to where the dead are and had much pain. The rich man saw Abraham far away with Lazarus in his arms. He called, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to me, so that he can dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. I am suffering in this fire." But Abraham said, "My child, remember when you lived? You had all the good things in life, but all the bad things happened to Lazarus. Now Lazarus is comforted here, and you are suffering. Also, there is a big pit between you and us. No one can cross over to help you, and no one can leave there and come here." The rich man said, "Then please send Lazarus to my father's house on earth. I have 5 brothers. Lazarus could warn my brothers so that they will not come to this place of pain." But Abraham said, "They have the law of Moses and the writings of the prophets to read. Let them learn from them." The rich man said, "No, Father Abraham. If someone came to them from the dead, they would believe and change their hearts and lives." But Abraham said to him, "No. If your brothers won't listen to Moses and the prophets, then they won't listen to someone who comes back from death."